Revolutionary talk for revolutionary times. Liberty Talk FM.
It's a marvelous night for a moon dance with the stars up above in your eyes. A fantabulous night to make romance neath the cover of October skies. You know the leaves on the trees are falling to the sound of the breezes that blow.
What's up? What's up, everybody? Welcome aboard to the Bubba Show. Todd Bubba Horowitz, it's Friday. Is it thank God it's Friday, or is it just Friday? Well, we'll say that thank God it's Friday, because it's always thank God it's Friday for most, although I don't really care. I like working every day, so it's no big deal to me. But in the meantime, here we are, and I'm not going to predict this yet, but I'm going to say this, that I believe for the time being that the market tops are in. Now, that doesn't mean run out and sell, okay? But what I'm saying here is simply that the market action suggests that the top could be in place. Now, we've still got to watch the overall trade and the overall action. But based on what I'm looking at, it looks to be a market potential top and a potential opportunity. Excuse me. Now, what we'd like to see is obviously, I think we would go into a potential sell the rally mode. I think that that would be more likely the better course of action now. And so instead of buying the dip, now you can try to buy the dip and then sell it into the rally. That would be all good as well. But I think now we're more into and more, it seems to be a higher probability that the markets would now look to potentially start to sell off. And I think that you'll get these explosive rallies like we've seen the last couple of days. But also I think you're going to get the explosive breaks as well. And that I think is something that, we can, start to look and focus at and put ourselves in a cleaner, better position to now trade both sides of the market, because really our goal is not to pick long or short. Our goal is to trade the market action as it happens. And I think that's what we could now potentially be seeing is that opportunity, which is, nothing can be better than the opportunity to trade like that and to sell into rallies, buy dips, sell rallies. I think that is a very good potential spot that we've now entered in. And of course, that would be something that we would now look to take advantage of from our trading perspective. And that's always something that, again, I believe is we can handle well. And it's something that we should, always be considering, a good way to trade and to handle markets. And then certainly we'll look for the trend. Now, again, we're not trending lower yet. All we are is we're kind of churning here in a pretty wide consolidation range up near the top for the last few days. And, again, the possibility of them breaking out to the top and running again is also there. So it's not that we're like it's a certainty. It's just something that we can see. That could be a potential for pretty good movement. So what we're looking for is the opportunity to work this over and to see, what the markets are going to bring us and what information they will give us, because the markets are giving us pretty solid information. So now all we want to do is be able to take the best advantage of that information and put it to our best use so that we can then create the overall opportunity of becoming better at what we do. And again, that is something that we always focus on, is where we can make the best movement and make the most amount of money. Because at the end of the day, it always comes back down to money, 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 money. So that's kind of what I'm seeing here as I watch these formations. I think there's a lot of interesting opportunities now starting to show. I think oil has also topped now for this particular run. Now, whether or not it's a top forever, that I'm not answering, because obviously we never know. But I think that this is now starting to run its course. I think the euro currency has also run its course now. And so basically what I'm saying is that we're not saying just sell at reckless abandon. We're saying, hey, this is maybe a pretty good opportunity to go ahead and trade against it and put yourself now in a much better position, because the footprints are now starting to justify some of the things that we're looking at and the way that we look at them. So there lies the potential opportunity that we can now become, you know, more on the bearish side of the market without becoming a total, a perma bear, so to speak. But you are seeing certainly a lot of signs that do indicate that the markets have at least topped for now. So now let's continue to, trade the way we've always traded, which is to kind of follow the footprint. And to me, that looks like the overall footprint. So, we've got some big earnings coming out. Now, again, one of the things that I look at is I can't imagine that the earnings that are coming out, okay, are going to be much better than what we see based on what the expectations were. That's another issue in another area that we like to, focus on, okay, is how do we get, our best answer into, being able to focus and trade these more effectively. So it will remain, a trading opportunity. But again, if things change, then we'll be ready to change with them. So this is not the green light to load up. This is the, hey, it looks like we're seeing, some action, and let's go ahead and focus on it. Okay. And that would be something that I would like to, consider, as we go forward. And so that's always something that, we're trying to, look for as potential opportunities. And I think that's one that we are now starting to see. And of course, that would be, our view and what we'd be looking up to do. And of course, that's always something that, I think that, you just have to be prepared to, go ahead and handle what is next on the agenda. And let's be ready for, what's next. And if we can do that, then, we are a step ahead of the game. Okay. And that's always something that we want to be, on top of and prepared for. And that's really what the markets are all about, is being ready. And speaking of being ready, okay. One of the things that, I like is I love futures and I love to trade them. And, I started to offer a 1 week trial for $5, or you can donate at patreon.com/BubbaTrading, whatever amount, and help me support the High School Investing. You can try it for a week. You'll get all my selections, day trades and swing trades, for 1 week. If you like it, you can sign up for $99 a month. If you don't like it, you don't have to stay. You're free to go on your merry way. But I recommend you check it out, because we're doing pretty well, even though we just took a big major douche in the Dow future, but still well profitable. And don't forget to download the Bubba Show every single day at libertytalk.fm, and also the Sporting Edge on the weekends, which that is tomorrow. In the meantime, this is the Bubba Show. Todd Bubba Horowitz. We're going to step out here for a break. We will be right back with more info and more stuff after the break. The Bubba Show. Todd Bubba Horowitz. Welcome back. back to the Bubba Show. Todd Bubba Horowitz with you. And, you know, on my Monday call, as you guys know, or if you've heard it before, obviously, I have a bitch section. And today I got a lot to bitch about. And I'm pretty irritated about a couple of things. And I'm going to share my gripes with you. And the first thing that really has me kind of PO'd is the way that the networks handle these markets. And they're going up forever and there's never going to be a problem. And, you know, I think to me that does a disservice to the average investor out there. I find that to be very problematic from a perspective of, you know, average guys, they listen to people like they're gospel. You know, I always tell the story about my dad. You know, if you were Wally Phillips, if you're from Chicago or even, you know, farther reaching places, whatever Wally said was the gospel. And a lot of people look at the TV as the gospel because you're on TV. They wouldn't have you on if you didn't know what you're talking about. And I think that does a great disservice to the average investor. And it makes me sad that, you know, nobody wants to ever talk about it. And I had sent one of the anchors, which will remain nameless, an email saying, hey, are you ever going to tell people how the markets really work and quit having on all of these advisors and brokers that, you know, they only benefit when people have their money invested in the market. And nobody wants to invest in the markets when it's going down. Everybody's just afraid. Okay. And I go, why don't we do something to tell the truth to everybody of how the market works? Again, I've said clear as can be, the stock market goes up year over year, 8%. So there certainly is no better place. And I am 100% invested in the stock market from all my investing accounts. I am just not 100% invested in my trading account. My trading account, I would rather be right now short the market than long the market. That's just, you know, me and what I'm seeing at this point in time, okay? And to me, it saddens me because I think that people get the wrong idea. And certainly, if I'm on TV and I'm making a commission because you're invested in the market, well, I'm going to say, I love the market. I'm bullish, bullish, bullish. Now, there's many guys out there, and I will not name them either, but you could look it up and you'll find them, that were bullish, bullish, bullish going into the housing bubble. And how can you not be buying? You got to be in, get 100% invested, blah, 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 blah. And of course, we all know the end story of that. And I think this is really no different this time. I think that, you know, again, I'm not saying that you shouldn't be bullish. I'm not saying that you shouldn't buy the market. I'm not telling you to get out of the market. What I'm saying is that you should at least have an acute understanding of how the market works and what makes you tick. You know, they're continuing to blather about these earnings that are coming up and how good they're going to be and how that'll make the market propel even farther. Well, one thing that we know from a trading and a market standpoint is markets have a very keen sense and typically are 6 months or so ahead of what's going to happen. So in my eyes, the markets have already priced in these great potential earnings that we're going to see. And I'm sure they'll be good again. And the other thing is that, you know, eventually the buyers run out. You know, they run out of funds, they run out of money, and some people need profits and, you know, things happen. The other thing that bothers me is that, you know, markets have a very fine way of also correcting themselves. And, you know, what about the, you know, if you consider the market undervalued at this level, even at the lofty, ridiculous levels that we're at, what happens when the free money train, the low interest rates disappear? Now, you know that they cannot last forever. And what will happen is, what usually happens is the Fed will get caught in a jam, in a trick box, and they will have to start raising rates to stop it. And of course, when they have to start raising rates, all that's going to create is more selling because, again, many people would rather be out if there are higher rates. They'd rather not be in the market anyways. But what does that do to the valuations of all these companies that have borrowed so much money? Okay. What does that do to their balance sheet? Nobody's discussing that part of the equation. And that is a problem that is going to create a tremendous potential meltdown. Because, you know, let's say a company's PE ratios are 20 right now at a 2% or 3% interest rate. What if it's at 6%? What does that do to their earnings then? Because they've all borrowed gobs and gobs of money to do this. So it does not put them in great stead. And I think that's something also that needs to be revamped and looked at. And to me, again, that just creates another potential problem for, you know, everyday investors that are buying into this. Now, look, there's no doubt that the President Trump tax plan, the new taxes, is unbelievable right now. We can see what's happening. Even Apple gave their employees like $2,500, and they gave it to them in deferred stock, deferred and restricted stock. But it's still, look, Apple is going to be a great company for a long time. I don't see any reason to believe that Apple is going to run into any trouble anytime soon. Now, they'll have peaks and valleys, but, you know, if you're a true investor, you're not worried about the peaks and valleys. You're going to continue to see the markets move. So that should not be an issue whatsoever. And again, that to me is just another sign of things look to be like they're working pretty well. You know, you can call me wrong. I've been wrong before, but it certainly looks to be that things are working out pretty damn good at the moment. And I think that is something that, you know, we, you know, need to address as well. And I think that is an issue, again, that is being, I think, very much misled, and where the public is being very much misled by the workings of all this. And to me, again, it's a tragedy going back to how the markets actually work. What does everything mean? You know, I mean, nobody still addresses the flattening yield curve. Nobody still addresses the problems that are out there. So, you know, are we going to continue to ignore it? And obviously, we know for a mathematical certainty that at some point, we're going to have to come back home and pay the piper. And, you know, do you want to, you know, be the guy that's paying the piper or the gal? And I would just say that's probably not who you want to be. So I have to, you know, again, just make you understand how the markets work and why these boneheads that yap on air are really just full of crap and really don't have any clue on how the market itself actually works, nor the market function. And that to me is, again, another very sad state because of our lack of education, which is obviously, in all seriousness, and this is not my plea for cash for Patreon, well, you'll get it later, but this is why, to me, it's so important that we start educating the youth of America when they are in high school, young enough to understand what they may have to do, and because they are going to start coming into the workforce, they're going to start saving their money. They're going to start investing their money. And wouldn't it be nice to have the next generation of people have an understanding how the financial markets work? Wouldn't it be something special to have everybody understand the proper workings of markets so that our next Fed chair, you know, 30 years from now or 40 years from now, I mean, I won't be here, but somebody in my family will be around. Wouldn't it be nice to be able to have them have a very good understanding of the market function? And maybe they won't make the same dumb mistakes that our current Federal Reserve has made, continues to make, and will always make until we educate people on the true and proper way that markets actually function. So I know it's just an opinion, something I think is quite interesting and something that I think that, you know, we certainly should think about, because that again becomes the way that, you know, we understand how the markets work. In the meantime, speaking of patreon.com/Bubba Trading, if you'd like to help out, educating the youth of America. You can help me out there by going to patreon.com/BubbaTrading. And if you do, I will give you one free week of my futures advisory service. You can check it. No credit card, nothing. You can just send. If you do it, I'll just send you a link. You'll get the trades, see what they look like, see if it's something for you. And if not, you'll pass, but at least you'll have known you've done a good deed. This is The Bubba Show. Todd Bubba Horowitz will be back after the break with more. Todd Bubba Horowitz, we'll see you right back here in a minute. What's up, everybody? Bubba here. It's finally here, the long-awaited Bubba Report, bringing you news from all the trading floors across the globe. We've got Scott Cialady, the cow guy, as seen on CNBC, Fox, and Bloomberg. We've got Keith Bliss, CNBC, Fox, and a floor trader at the New York Stock Exchange. We've got The Badger, who writes the hot topics in the political news. We've got myself putting together my own unique indexes that will help you give you a better idea of what's going on in the market. All you need to do to get a hold of the Bubba Report is go to thebubbashow.org and sign up for the newsletter, or you can email me direct at bubba@thebubbashow.org. We want you to have this report because we've got over 150 years of experience talking about markets, getting ready for the trading, and puts you in the best position to have successful. So email me at bubba@thebubbashow.org to get a copy of your report, or go right to the website, thebubbashow.org. Make sure you get it. It's a must-have for every investor and trader. The Bubba Report. Welcome back to the Bubba Show. Todd Bubba Horowitz, and I guess things are maybe not quite as hunky-dory as everybody thinks they are. The markets had a little bit of a fall apart late yesterday afternoon and into the close. IBM got clobbered on earnings. But the volatility looks to be back. It could be exciting. It could start to get exciting. And, it's something that, we could be ready to rock and roll here any minute. So that's the exciting part. I can honestly say that would be what we've been waiting for a long time, is to see some VIX activity. Now, the funny thing is with the big sell-off at the close, the VIX actually dropped a little bit. It was up on the day, but it came off of its highs, which is even more interesting. The high for the day yesterday was 1240, to close at 1220. And the VXX, which is a piece of crap, but that got up to almost $28, closed at just over 27. So those are interesting things to watch and to think about as we continue to, kind of watch the markets and look for some action. And I think that's what you're now looking at, is the possibilities of what can now happen as we go forward. And that's something that I find to be exciting from a trader standpoint, because what we see is some potential opportunities now will present themselves in the market. And certainly, we are always excited about, potential opportunity to make some dough. So we see signs, right? We've got some volatility showing up, which is a good thing. We've then got, markets starting to sell off. But again, I really don't care if they sell off or not. I'm not worried about a sell-off. All I want is volatility. And if we can get that, then we could be off to some solid trading for some period of time. And of course, that's, typically this is the time of year. From a trader's standpoint, the best trading usually is fourth quarter, first quarter, okay? And we didn't have it in the fourth quarter, so maybe, just maybe, the first quarter will bring us some activity. And if that's the case, then we can really, crank it up and make some money and maybe get some volatility go through the entire year. That would be... obviously, the best course for us is to have a lot of volatility. It would be great. Volatility is good for everybody. It's good for the hedgers because it allows them to roll more and compound their portfolio more. It's good for traders because it gives you more up and down activity. And it's also good when you make a bad trade, because volatility gives you the opportunity to get out of that bad trade. So those are the things that are happening. And, you know, we saw a couple of things give up on some weakness. Gold all of a sudden finds itself under a little bit of pressure, which is okay. I mean, we expect that to happen. I didn't think it was going to continue to go straight up. Oil looks like it's topping out. And again, now the thing with oil, and this is something that we want to look at, is volatility wise. Now, oil has not been very volatile, which, you know, again, we'd like to see some volatility here and then be able to figure out that as being a potential top of the oil market. Now, I think it's close, but I would like to see a little bit more activity. I think that, you know, the bond market now looks, you know, as it did test our lows again, actually went through them. But let's see if it, you know, where it goes from here. So there's a lot of things out there that are saying, maybe, just maybe, we're going to see some real opportunities here. And that's when you want to start looking for short positions. But again, what the first thing you'll be looking for is to, as I like to say, you stay long the strong and you pick on the weak. So if something is starting to look a little bit weaker, right, that would be what we would be looking to sell first. But we wouldn't want to just sell them. We'd want to look to sell them at a resistance level, okay, so that we could then, you know, move from there. So again, we're not doing anything straight out. We're not doing anything about it right at the moment. But I think that's the importance of what we look at is to now look for some stuff that's starting to weaken ahead of time, and, you know, and then be able to plow into it. And, you know, any of the weaker stuff that you've been watching, if anything, is what you're looking for to see a potential rally and then sell it. I think now we could be pretty safe selling rallies in the euro currency. They could be safe selling rallies in the bonds, you know, so, and I think that, you know, we'll get some more information as we move on. And that again becomes, something that we can, you know, look forward to, you know, as the future wears on, you know, you want to look for some key opportunities, and when they come, you'll be able to see them. I mean, Apple may be something that we want to look at, but it's got earnings in a couple of weeks, you know, and, you're starting to see, what we call an inside day. So that was pretty interesting. And, you know, the markets themselves are, you know, they don't announce themselves, but as we talked about earlier, with all the drooling going on from all of the pundits and everything, we're getting set up to be in that perfect position for a sell-off. And, I think that is something that we would look at, you know, to be, very solid and ready to go, you know, with what's going on, because that does now potentially change the dynamics. And that would also potentially change the dynamics in the grain markets, which we'll talk about, you know, later today. But, you know, this kind of action can also start to create, you know, money that will have to start to flow other places. So if this is all indeed what we thought it was going to be, and again, we don't know yet. There's no way to know yet at this moment. But if that is the case, then we will be in place and starting to look. And the other thing is, we'll start to become much more aggressive in the things that we do. Okay, you know, we've been very passive for quite a while. So what we're going to want to do is look for spots to start to become aggressive, and that will be, you know, that will depend on what the markets tell us. Okay, we have to let the markets instruct us and tell us what the overall deal is. And if that is indeed the case, then we will certainly be ready for action if indeed what we're seeing is real. Okay, and again, I do believe that it is real. I do believe that we're going to get some great opportunities. And again, this is things that, you know, those of you who are hedging, make sure that you're hedged properly. Make sure that you're ready to go. You know, make sure that, you know, you're set up in the right position so that we can be on the rock and roll, ready to move action. Because at the end of the day, that's what we're looking for. We're looking to put ourselves in that right position to create a lot of successful opportunities. And there will be, again, we haven't had them for a long time. I can't remember how long it's been since we've had some, you know, real potential opportunities. But I think we're starting to see them now as the markets start to move. And again, it's not doesn't matter whether they're going up or down. It's really the increase in daily price movement. Some of you would call that or look at what we call the average true range. And it would be also the increase in implied volatility, which is known as the VIX. Okay, and that would be the things that we are now starting to watch more carefully, because those are the things that will then create opportunity. And if we are, you know, seeing that, then we're going to be to look to be open our scope to wider horizons of things that we are willing to look at. And that's really how the markets work, and that's why I hope that everybody understands from, you know, all the education we've tried to do, you know, on the show here, is that you now are understanding that that we have an opportunity now. If this is indeed it, now again, it could be a false start, but I'm basing it on 3 days of volatility, and actually volatility started rising last week. So it's not just that this isn't necessarily a one-hit wonder. So we will see how that kind of appears and plays out. And then that will give us the hint and the clue as to where we move on and where we motor on from there. And that's what I'm always looking for is how can we grab an edge, okay? That's really what trading is about is, you know, we can't get the edge, for example, on the bid-offer spread anymore because, well, you never did if you were on the floor. But now we can create an edge by being in the right position when markets are ready to move. So that's something, and of course, that's something we also teach in our highschoolinvesting.com program. And of course, I want you to urge you to check it out for me. And also, I'd like you to, you know, go to patreon.com/BubbaTrading and make a little donation if you want. And again, for those who do, I'm going to give you 5 days free of my advisory futures, day and swing trading. You get them both. If you don't want to make a donation, then you can email me and I will give you, for $5, I will give you 5 days to check it out and see what we're doing and see the track record and see the whole deal. But we do pretty well. And you know, I urge you, if you like futures or ever thought about it, it's a great place to start. And in the meantime, don't forget to download the show every day at libertytalk.fm. And also, you know, tell me about the Sporting Edge, because they put out a lot of information for you in the sporting world and will help you. And so check it out and make sure you download every day so we can reach our goal of 1 million downloads a month. In the meantime, this is The Bubba Show. Todd Bubba Horowitz. We'll be right back after the break. The Bubba Show. Welcome back, my friends, to the show that never ends. Come alive, come alive. It's The Bubba Show. Let's kick it. So, as we've talked about the markets and everything else, and we've neglected the ag markets, the agricultural markets, and what's going on there. And I think that there's a lot of stuff that we need to go over and understand here. And the first thing is that if we think the top is in, or if the top isn't in the market, if volatility is going to start to pick up, then that would make, for sure, corn and wheat much more viable as trades. Now, I like them. I've been long them all along. But it would even make them better trades if this is the truth, what the markets look like. If the markets look like what they do right now and are going to do this, then those are even better trades, because the money will be looking to go somewhere, and that will be the place they'll be going to go, will be corn, corn, wheat, maybe soybeans. Soybeans are still a little bit troubling to me. But again, obviously, farmers and producers need a break here anyways to get some prices up. I mean, they're going to start out the year in a gigantic hole. So they need some price movement to begin with. So there's a lot of reasons to expect some potential movement in the very near term, especially, again, I tie a lot to the equity market because that is the main investing vehicle. So if that is changing, which I believe it is, it will then free up some of the money for some of the commodities like corn, like wheat, like soybeans, like others. And then also We're seeing, as we predicted here and have talked about often, is the cattle markets look terrific. Now, they've had a couple of big up days here. I wouldn't be surprised next week if they see a little bit of selling pressure, but really we're just looking for an opportunity to buy into it. I think that they have a chance to go a lot higher. I think you could see new highs. Now, I know you think I'm nuts, but I am nuts, but I do think that there's a good chance that we could see a rally. But if not, we'll be able to get out long before, because the direction and the pattern will change. So we'll be able to change our mind. I mean, it may be with a small loss, but again, that's part of the business. I mean, unfortunately, in our future service, we just took a big loss, but we're still profitable, which is at the end of the day what we really care about. But understanding where we are, you know, like the hog market is probably a sale, but at the levels it's trading now, I'd like to see it rally a little bit more before I would commit to really selling yet, because I think that, you know, I don't want to be forced out too early. I'd rather catch it when it is actually on the way down. And I think that's also very important to understand. And so there's a lot of things happening that I want you all to understand as to how to understand it and make it. And the other thing is, you know, you want to look at, you know, if you are a farmer or a producer and you're in cattle, okay, you probably want to, if you don't hedge on a regular basis, it's probably a good time to look at that potential to start to hedge. I think that's very important. We've got some pretty good prices, and I don't want you to give up the upside, because I know many of you are still at losses on the overall purchases. But I do want to give you an opportunity to at least protect where we are, but without giving up the potential for upside. Okay. You know, again, it's an important, you know, money management is a very important part of what we do generally across all markets. So I want to make sure that we all understand how that works. Because, you know, there's always that, you know, when everything is so puffed up and everybody's so unbelievably bullish, well, typically what happens is some of the other products start to get some action, because it means usually a sell-off is just around the corner. And that is exactly what I do believe, that a sell-off is just around the corner. I think that it's something that we want to be overall prepared for. I think it's something that we want to, you know, be set up for in all the markets that we get involved in. And so we want to make sure that now, if you're looking for an investment, I would certainly suggest that you might want to look at the ag markets. You know, I think those are really solid here. I mean, again, especially corn near contract lows and wheat, which has had a decent week, but still near contract lows. I mean, and this is where you want to, you know, find yourself, because I think you've got a very good value play here. You can go out and buy into time. I mean, I might look all the way into December grain futures, you know, just so I don't have to roll them and I can just hold on to them for a while, you know, if I'm just buying them as a speculator. You know, and that's something that, you know, I would stay away from the options, because I think you're going to overpay for them as a speculator. I think you're better off, you know, because again, trying to time out when this move might happen, you know, it may take longer than I think it will. You know, the markets may not be at the top. The markets may not break from here. And I'm basing a lot of my overall opinion on exactly those things happening. So if you do see that, then, you know, it would be something that, you know, we would certainly want to be prepared for. But, you know, in general, again, remember, when you see all of the overall exuberance or the depression, either side of the coin, in the equities, we have all this overall exuberance. In the grains, you've got the commercials pounding on the head of the markets, trying to push them lower and lower and lower. And I think what you find out at some point is that they're going to be wrong eventually here. And what's going to happen is a lot of people that don't belong in this market are going to start to short, okay, or already have done so. You know, I'm not worried about the commercials. I'm not having a tag day for them, because they can afford to hold on. You know, they're not necessarily, even though their position is showing short, they're not necessarily short. They may be selling against ownership anyways. You know, remember, usually on big traders, there's another side to the story. So I wouldn't get so excited, and if I was on the same side as the commercials, because what happens when commercials get involved and people know it, they start trying to get involved with the commercials, knowing, thinking that they're going to be right. And it doesn't mean they won't be right on this direction, but typically those are the weak hands, we call them. And the weak hands are always the first to puke. So you start getting a little bit of a reason to start to see some buying come in. And all of a sudden, people start buying it. It becomes a flood to the exits of everybody trying to buy it. And, of course, that does create the short squeeze, which then creates the big move. And that's what I think we need here, excuse me, is one big move to then get rid of the shorts and get some real trade going on. And then I think they will definitely start to climb on an upward trajectory. Okay. And that is something that I think is important for what we're trying to do, because obviously we're trying to make money. And how do we make money? Well, we get on the right side of the market at the right time. And I think that's what we will start to see. And that's pretty exciting to me, because again, if we get volatility in equities, it means we're going to get volatility everywhere. And if we get volatility everywhere, that means we're going to have an opportunity to make some dough everywhere. So, you know, keep those things in mind, you know, as we do. And of course, you know, this weekend is football, and, you know, the games have been pretty solid and pretty rock good. And, you know, I can't go without giving you my personal predictions, since I've been doing so well. But no, actually, I think that if you like to sneak out into the investing world of sports, I think you want to look at the New England Patriots. Now, not that Jacksonville can't win. They certainly can. They've got nothing to lose, and they'll probably have some cheap shots and dirty plays there. But I just don't think that they've got enough to get by New England. I think Tom Brady and everybody's trying to compare that, you know, that the Jaguars are like the Giants were, and Coughlin's now the guy who stopped the Patriots twice in the Super Bowl. So, you know, you're getting a break on the line. I think the price is cheap at 9. So I like them, and I'm in between on the Minnesota Philadelphia game. But, you know, I think Minnesota is a very, very good team. Obviously, I'd like to see Philadelphia with their best quarterback, but it seemed to me that Nick Foles got his game rolling. But then, of course, Minnesota got that play. It's like they're destined. So we're going to go with Minnesota, but I like New England the best. Minnesota, New England. And in the meantime, this has been The Bubba Show, Todd Bubba Horowitz. And, of course, don't forget to download the show every single day at libertytalk.fm. And everybody have a great weekend. Enjoy the football if you're a fan. And even if you're not a fan, you might have some kind of action, whether it be fantasy or whatever. But it's always great to be here with all of you. I appreciate it all, and I'm glad that you could share some time with me. And that will do it for this week's Bubba Show. The Bubba Show, Todd Bubba Horowitz. Everybody have a great weekend. We'll see you back here on Monday. The Bubba Show, Todd Bubba Horowitz.
Revolutionary Talk for Revolutionary Times. Liberty Talk FM.